CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Vice President Kamala Harris attempted to inject a little humor into the final sprint before Election Day by making a cameo on SNL. She appeared in the opening scene opposite Maya Rudolph, playing her on NBC.
It's nice to see you, Kamala.
It is nice to see you, Kamala. And I'm just here to remind you, you got this. Because you can do something your opponent cannot do. You can open doors.
Tim Walz hit the stump in Nevada and Arizona, while surrogate Hillary Clinton addressed supporters in Florida.
We are the best positioned country for the future, but we need leadership that reflects the best of America.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns says former President Donald Trump is using the final hours to stay on message.
Trump's closing argument centers on a top issue for his supporters, immigration.
The United States is now an occupied country, but it will soon be an occupied country no longer.
And he isn't changing his messaging as he faces a deficit with women voters.
I will protect our women. I'm going to protect our women.
Among the ballot initiatives lighting up voters Tuesday, a question to legalize marijuana in four states. Reporter Brad Gibson says a green light would soon make cannabis legal in about half the country.
Florida's Amendment 3 would legalize recreational marijuana, like similar proposals in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska. It needs 60% of the vote to pass, and young voters under 35 will play a key role. Central Florida political professor Aubrey Jewett.
I think this is something that, on average, younger voters, Gen Z, really support. In their view, marijuana is not a dangerous drug, and that it really is not much different than alcohol.
Polls of young voters show strong support for Amendment 3 of more than 70%. Brad Gibson for CBS News.
To Michigan, where state police say a semi-truck did not see a backup and wound up crashing into stopped vehicles on Interstate 96. At least four people have been killed, 17 others wounded. The highway near Lansing was shut down for a short period during construction and was just reopening when the crash happened. In New Jersey, Macy's is testing out its giant balloons ahead of the Thanksgiving Day parade. Those sounds of whistles could be heard directing crews holding the strings in the parking lot of MetLife Stadium. Macy's is adding six new or revamped characters to the lineup, including Minnie Mouse, Gabby from Gabby's Dollhouse, Marshall from Paw Patrol, and Goku from the Dragon Ball franchise are also added. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Superstars are usually nice to fans, even when they act aggressively, but one of NFL stars probably had enough.
Former NFL star Jason Kelce was just defending his brother Travis against an aggressive fan who called Travis a gay slur for dating Taylor Swift. Kelce was at Penn State for a game against Ohio when the fan approached him. Footage of the incident blew up on social media. The fan's voice can be heard using the slur, and then Jason can be seen grabbing the phone away and slamming it to the ground. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift have been together more than a year. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
This year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree comes with a strong New England accent. The Norway spruce will travel to New York City, hailing from West Stockbridge, Massachusetts. It was scheduled to be cut down Thursday and make the roughly 140-mile journey south, arriving November 9th in Midtown Manhattan. It'll be lit during a live TV broadcast on December 4th. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, low in the upper 40s. And for tomorrow, clouds and showers around, breezy and highs in the upper 50s. It warms to the upper 60s on Monday, rain, a few storms, and breezy. More rain Tuesday. Right now it's 53.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walk in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Yeah. local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border, she was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew, I should leave. Then I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong. Come a little bit closer, I'm all alone, and the night is so long. We started to dance in my arms, she felt so inviting. And I just couldn't resist her, just a little kiss, so exciting. And I heard the guitar player say, Vamos, Jose's on his way. And I knew, yes I knew, I should run. But then I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong. Whole life.
above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice
on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
We'll be right back. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
could it be? A sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
And she knows how to.
Yeah.